Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news with me, Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. In our headlines, some 15 kilowatts of electricity will be added to the southern network after the completion of the Mekin Hydro Electricity Dam. This is the major outcome of an interministerial meeting chaired by Prime Minister Head of Government Joseph Dangote today. The dust is yet to settle following the first edition of the AgroTech Innovation Challenge, which is said to have revolutionized the agricultural landscape in Cameroon. Get the success stories in that in-depth section of the news. In the meantime, all is apparently set for the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Race to run from the 29th to the 30th of November in Bagofitson City in the Upper Nyong Division of the East Region. Those were our lead stories, now a full development. The Cameroon government has been saluted for its engagement in the program implementation with the International Monetary Fund despite multiple global challenges. This information was made known at the Unity Palace during an audience granted the IMF Director for Africa, Abebe Ambrosalesi, by the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gonga. The IMF senior official praised the government of Cameroon for effective response and reforms to tackle exogenous shocks, adding that the macroeconomic indicators of the country are on the rise and favorable to sustainable growth. In the meantime, the government has embarked on restoring the Mekin Hydroelectricity Dam to add some 15 kilowatts of electricity to the southern network. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, chaired an interministerial meeting on the renovation project this afternoon. The meeting comes against the backdrop of serious hitches which has affected the performance of the facility. Star Building correspondent Christine Che Atom reports.
The Mekin Hydroelectric Dam was constructed to pump electricity into the south and parts of the center regions. However, the facility, worth some 34 billion, has experienced a series of setbacks which have ground its turbines to a halt, stopping the production of electricity at the same time. Added to this, the social development plan put in place by the government to improve conditions for the surrounding population is engulfed in a web of administrative bottlenecks, leaving victims in disarray. The high-level meeting, chaired by the Prime Minister, Joseph Dangote, aimed at examining the constraints which prevent the dam from functioning at full capacity. The members of government, senior aides of the PM, administrative officials from the south, and the management of hydro-making and other electricity bodies who attended the meeting also wanted to look for ways of salvaging the government's social development plan for the surrounding population. After examining ongoing measures to repair the dam, the Prime Minister called for speed in the procedures. Gaston Elundu Esumba, Minister of Water Resources and Energy.
The main objective is the rehabilitation of hydro-making because the dam is not producing now, and the Prime Minister gave instruction to rehabilitate, to speed up action in order to put in production the turbo alternator in the next few months.
Other measures in line to address the situation of persons affected by the dam include the relocation of victims affected by flooding around the dam and the opening of access roads to new sites. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The new representative of the UNHCR in Cameroon has presented a plan of action to the Prime Minister. This was during an audience which Joseph Dangote granted the official today in Yaoundé. Yvette Muhimpundu, who has a rich experience with the UNHCR spanning 25 years, said she will work in collaboration with the government of Cameroon to continue improving the conditions of refugees. Here is the new UNHCR representative in Cameroon, Yvette Muhimpundu, speaking after the audience with the Prime Minister this afternoon.
This meeting is a good opportunity for me to reiterate our gratitude to the government of Cameroon for his strong leadership in the protection and the solution for the refugees and the IDPs and the person at risk of statelessness. We have discussed the acts of collaboration, and UNHCR is here to support the government in achieving this objective in order to make sure that those who have fled can contribute economically in the host community.
Members of the Finance and Budget Committee of the National Assembly have been carrying out a substantive study on the draft law on local taxation. The bill, which is being defended by the Minister of Finance, Leopold Mutazi, and that of decentralization, Judge Elanga Obam, aims at strengthening the financial autonomy of local and regional authorities and seeks to broaden the tax base and diversify sustainable funding sources of local communities. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Bate Tatoipe filed in the report from the Yaoundé Conference Center.
The key advancements of the bill on local taxation being scrutinized by the Honorable Rosette Ayayi-led Finance and the Budget Committee revolve around local tax policy and the administration of local levies. Due to shortcomings identified, such as the multiplicity of council taxes, most of which have very low yields, the draft piece of legislation proposes ambitious and targeted measures, including the elimination of 7 local taxes and the streamlining of local levies. One of the key reforms put forward for the administration of local taxation has to do with the organization of revenue collection. Divisional tax centers will be transformed into centers for local and individual taxation. Meanwhile, local taxation monitoring units will be established within each regional and local authority. Section 4 of the bill stipulates that the taxation services of the state shall be responsible for the administration of all taxes devolved to local authorities. The draft law on local taxation being defended by the Ministers of Finance and Decentralization for the past 5 hours was developed with the objective of accelerating and deepening the decentralization drive, with the major imperative of strengthening the financial autonomy of local governments, an imperative generated by the recommendations of the General Assembly of Councils and the major national dialogue, which both held in 2019. The commitment was further buttressed by the enactment of the law instituting the General Code on Regional and Local Authorities. Book 5 of the Code calls for a profound reform of local taxation to provide decentralized local authorities with the necessary tools to fully exercise their mandates and respond effectively to the needs of the population. Doris Batitatoaikwe reporting from the Yaoundé Conference Center.
You are listening to the 7 p.m. news. Our in-depth segment of the news today centers on AgriTech Innovation Challenge. 10 agro-pastoral startups offering digital solutions in agriculture, livestock, fisheries, and climate adaptation have been celebrated in the first edition of the AgriTech Innovation Challenge that recently took place in Yaoundé. The winners of the World Bank-sponsored project in partnership with the Ministry of Post and Telecommunication will each receive 40 million CFA francs. Kelly Eben tells us more.
Cameroon's farmers now have modern tools that can help enhance productivity, improve access to market and other trends to enable them make informed decisions, thereby reducing risk and losses. Topping the list of the 10 winners is eFarm.cm, a dynamic marketplace connecting farmers with buyers and sellers of agricultural products, by Pamela Mbang.
eFarm avails to farmers a marketplace for the selling and buying of agropastoral products through eFarm's mobile app and its website. Farmers get the ability to register their products directly online and to equally determine the price through our multiple pricing methods and assist them with the marketing of their products.
Another innovative solution that impressed the jury is a solution which provides tips that farmers can adopt to curb post-harvest losses. One of the co-founders, Jongnya Nadia King, explains.
We develop what we call the SPETAC rooms, solar-powered ethylene temperature humidity aeration controlled rooms that will help farmers extend the shelf life of their products and transportation risks of those products. What we want to do with the money is to procure capital equipment in order to upgrade the products which we are offering to our customers.
Sellers of staple products can properly conserve their items thanks to the existence of solar-powered digital machines for food production and processing, founded by Divine Kobe of the Mark Engineering startup.
We produce and sell solar digital incubators and dryers for vegetables, meat, and fish. Actually, we realize in the field that imported machines, they come with the challenge of high import transportation costs, lack of local spare parts. We solve this problem using artificial intelligence, where we control important drying parameters such as humidity, temperature, and air circulation.
Launched in July 2024 with 90 entries, 20 startups were shortlisted, and the 10 winners will each receive over 40 million CFA francs to implement their project. The next edition is set for March 2025 as the government intensifies its commitment to fostering innovation and supporting young entrepreneurs.
The Minister of Post and Telecommunications, Minet Libon-Lilikeng, reaffirms government's dedication in supporting young entrepreneurs and backing initiatives that align with Cameroon's digital transformation agenda. Let's listen to her in this excerpt of an interview selected by Kelly Eben.
It is a program of accelerating the digital transformation of Cameroon. We have infrastructure, but we need those young people capable of creating true innovation, those elements which are going really to accelerate our digital transformation in key sectors, agropastoral, livestock, and others. We have discovered 10 best startups who they say that in a couple of months, in reality, we will see how what they have developed will help agropastoral sector to really improve productivity. Digital economy can boost the economy, and very soon, before the beginning of a new year, we are going to testify. If you introduce ICT in what you are doing, you can really boost your activity and you create jobs.
The agriculture and pastoral sector in Cameroon stands on the brink of a significant transformation with the integration of digital technologies. In the analysis that follows, Bertrand Osumba emphasizes that the adoption of precision agriculture, data analysis, and mobile applications can go a long way to enhance productivity by enabling farmers to make informed decisions based on real-time data.
Champions of second-generation agriculture in Cameroon strongly advocate that with controlled modern procedures and mechanisms, substantial mechanization and artificial intelligence, the outcomes would be phenomenal for farmers and livestock breeders. Building on these principles, the Agritech Innovation Challenge has engaged young Cameroon creators in competition. That, of course, yielded promising results that suggest a near revolutionary transformation of agricultural practices in Cameroon. This transformation is expected to lead to an increase and diversification of the product demand at competitive prices in the local market. A primary consequence of this would be a reduction in imports that currently burden the economy. It therefore goes without saying that digital advancements will enhance efficiency, decrease time and cost, and provide a platform for producers to showcase their products.
The agricultural landscape in Cameroon has been revolutionized with the creation of Foodmark Engineering, which focuses on the conception and manufacture of digital and automated agro-industrial machines. During the competition to reward the 10 best entrepreneurs in agricultural technology, AgriTech Innovation Challenge, the CEO of Foodmark Engineering, Bangui Divine Kobe, was third on the standings. He discussed his business with Winston Lebga. Bangui Divine Kobe is the guest on the 7 p.m.
Bangui Divine Kobe, what drew you to carry out this agribusiness venture?
I realized that many youths are running away from farming, not just because of time wastage and pain, but also the early death of farmers that results from the use of manual and hand tools in food production and processing. At Foodmark Engineering, we produce solar-powered digital dryers as well as solar digital incubators. I realized that these machines are needed by at least 5 million Cameroonian homes, enterprises, individuals, as well as NGOs that command hundreds of machines in a year to support food entrepreneurs or those in the agribusiness sector, but the machines are absent. Those that are imported have challenges of lack of availability of spare parts, installation, as well as maintenance. Meanwhile, local technicians supply poor quality machines that, after drying, they produce dark-colored, odorless products with destroyed nutritional values and molds. We discovered that this is due to lack of digital technology in their equipment, so we came up with the artificial intelligence and Internet of Things way of controlling these important parameters.
Since you began the initiative, what do you consider as your biggest accomplishment?
This 2024, we secured 4 partnerships with different NGOs. They acquire equipment in hundreds in a year to support food processing entrepreneurs. And this partnership will last for not less than 10 years. So that's our major achievement that came in this year. Being awarded by PartNewc, we took the 3rd position among the 10 finalists that were selected by PartNewc, the project that promotes digital transformation in Cameroon. And each of the 10 finalists received equipment worth up to 40 million francs CFA.
How do you stay updated with the latest trends and technologies in agriculture?
What we do is we get information from social media platforms as well as the customers that we have been serving, face new challenges daily, and they communicate those challenges to us. We also get information from observation from the society, personal research.
The founder of Footmark Engineering, Banwe Divine Kobe, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much too for your time.
Away from our in-depth segment of the news, the Minister of Labour and Social Security has stressed on the need to promote a peaceful social climate within working environment for better outputs. Grégoire Wona was speaking this morning in Garoua while chairing the award of medals to hard-working staff of the French agency Alliance Française. Details with Maimon Njoya of CRTV North.
Au nom du président de la République, nous vous décernons la médaille d'honneur du travail en argent et en vermeil.
Beyond receiving gold and silver medals from the Minister of Labour and Social Security at the behest of the head of state, the personnel of Alliance Française of Garoua considered the solemnity that surrounded the ceremony as a veritable acknowledgement of their years of dedication and selflessness. Basile Netou is a librarian.
It's 30 years that I work in Alliance. I thank everybody, those who encourage us.
Coming up in the midst of the 30th anniversary of this French association, it served as a ground for the Minister of Labour and Social Security to commend the ties between France and Cameroon while emphasizing the readiness of both countries to promote decent jobs and enabling working conditions. Minister Grégoire Owona, however, insisted that for workers to reach their full potentials, they must be galvanized and most especially a peaceful social climate must prevail for the expected results to be achieved. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimouna Njoya for CRTV News.
Dr. Heve Kwate, a Cameroonian based in Guangzhou in China, runs a computer assembling and exportation factory with a monthly production capacity of about 2,000 computers. His intention is to become a leading producer of modern computers in China while ensuring that every Cameroonian has access to efficient and productive computers. Amos Enyonyaketagbo, as special envoy to China, visited his production units from where he reports.
China's technological development strands grows in leaps and bounds with the production and assembling of all forms of modern-day computers taking center stage. Dr. Heve Kwate from Cameroon is one of the founders of this computer assembling unit.
Before 2008, when I was studying in Cameroon, I couldn't have a computer. It looked really expensive and difficult to find. When I got in China, I saw that the technology was opened and the price was affordable. And that gave me the idea to enter this industry and to help Cameroonians and all Africans to have access to technology.
at the assembling plant in Guangzhou, China, all forms of today's modern-day computers are produced and exported to the rest of the world.
We produce all-in-one computers. We produce laptops. We produce tablets as well. And we have those large computers that are called interactive screens, used mostly in classrooms or conference rooms.
This computer assembling and exporting unit intends to be the major producer and exporter of good computers at an affordable price worldwide. They export to the rest of the world about 2,000 computers on a monthly basis. Guangzhou, China on special assignments. Amos Enonyaket Agbo for CLTV News.
In more news, a two-year program aimed at enhancing livelihoods, strengthening resilience, and promoting the socioeconomic inclusion of refugees in Mineyao Kam has been launched. The initiative, which includes two separate projects, Yazria, led by Catholic Relief Services, and RISE by the Danish Refugee Council, is set to run for 2 years. In this report, Faith Nguang highlights the urgency of these interventions, as hunger has reportedly driven some refugees back into the ranks of Boko Haram. Take a listen.
The past 7 months at the Minawao camp without humanitarian assistance have been a harrowing ordeal for refugees like Ali Shwek.
The refugees have suffered a lot. Some youth even abandoned the camp in search of a food ration. You cannot sit in the house when there is no food to give to the family. Children are crying. Most of the youth have even left the camp to the forest to join Boko Haram.
Hope now flickers as two transformative projects, Juraya and RISE, led by CRS and DRC, strive to rebuild livelihoods, bolster resilience, and foster socioeconomic inclusion. Christoph Droeven, CRS country director, highlights their role in Juraya.
Help the refugee for self-autonomization. Help a student go to vocational training. Help to access the tool they need to start their little enterprise.
Refugees will also gain vital skills in financial management, says Benoit Couturier, country director of the Danish Refugee Council.
It's based on the graduation approach to help them to have support to their basic needs and gradually to have like a system of coaching that could empower them.
Funded by US aid, Juraya and RISE uplift over 17,000 refugees, offering a beacon of hope through these two-year initiatives. Marua, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
Officials of the Ngaoundere City Council have made a commitment to continue significant strides in environmental conservation and urban planning through the Murdoch Woods Garden. The commitment was officially unveiled during a workshop focused on urban forestry, where experts from the International Association of Francophone Mayors highlighted the potential of the Murdoch Woods to combat desertification in the Adamawa region. Ellis Wajibanya tells us more.
The Ngaoundere City Council several years back launched the groundbreaking urban forestry project aimed at restoring the region's ecological balance. The initiative focuses on the development of the Murdoch Wood Gardens, a key green space in the city known for its vital role in the local ecosystem. Bobo Saliu is mayor of the city council. Our efforts are paying off, and we are now receiving more finances to better develop the Murdoch Woods for the socio-economic and cultural evolution of our city. The project has garnered international support, with the International Association of Francophone Mayors acknowledging the efforts of the Ngaoundere City Council. Laza Albin is a member of the association.
Our role is to support our member cities all through the French-speaking world to develop new projects, identify donors, and work together to improve the quality of the activities that we do together in a partnership.
Through the Urban Forestry Initiative, Ngaoundere is setting an example for other cities facing similar environmental challenges, proving that local action can have a powerful impact on the fight against climate change. Alice Wajibanya, CRTV News, Ngaoundere.
Women entrepreneurs from Cameroon and other African countries are exploring innovative solutions to promote women's economic and social empowerment. This is at the fifth edition of the African Forum for Women Entrepreneurs, FAFE, currently taking place at the Yaoundé City Hall. Comfort Echima tells us more.
The African Forum of Women Entrepreneurs, FAFE, has emerged as a vital platform for empowering women and driving development. Since its launch in 2020, the forum has formalized 96 businesses, trained over 10,000 women, and extended its influence to the international stage. Both national and international participants have praised the initiative, describing it as highly beneficial for their growth and success.
As a woman, you need to follow your fellow mothers who are already leaders. Don't wait until you become one. But you have to learn from where you are. As a girl, don't only focus on looking good, but focus on learning from elders how to become like them. And politics is part of humanity.
Through various sessions, workshops, and talks, the forum underscores the crucial role for women as agents of change, encouraging them to embrace entrepreneurship and leadership. Women from diverse associations across Cameroon and Africa are dedicated to realizing their potential, stepping into leadership roles, and paving the way for a brighter future for the generations to come.
On to culture, the second edition of the Tika Festival of Arts and Culture, Nyang Festival, has opened in Gambé Tika in the Mbaman King Division of the Center Region. The Inspector Number 1 of the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Oyuno Mitunu Valère, presided over the opening ceremony of the festival today in the presence of the president of the Association for the Development of Tika, of the Tika people, Roger Nyendai, and anthropologist Francois Bingono Bingono. Nook Produce tells us more.
They came from all over Ngambé Tikar subdivision, from the neighboring regions of the West, Northwest, and Adamawa, and from other parts of the country. And they came with the full spectrum of what has been bequeathed to each of these communities in terms of Tikari cultural heritage. In the midst of all the dance, music, food and fashion exhibitions, the president of the Association for the Development of Tikari People, Roger Inyindie, spoke of the imperative not only to improve the expressive quality of Tikari cultural vehicles, but also of harnessing it all into palpable human and community development.
We no more want people to ask who we are, and to know people we need to come out. This is why we are organizing the festival, to help us to be known in our country.
The preservation of the Tikari mother tongue, peace and spiritualism were some of the themes echoed by several speakers, among them His Majesty Jean Ngabi IV, of Ngambé Tikar, and guest speaker Francois Bingono Bingono is on schedule to give a conference on day two on Friday on the theme African Spiritualism, the Place of Ancestry in Relation to God. That will be right after football matches, health campaigns, and more of the art and cultural displays that are running throughout this four-day festival. Nook Protus, CRTV, Ngambé Tikar.
On to sports, 150 amateur and professional cyclists have confirmed their participation in the second edition of the Chantabia National Mountain Bike Race that will run from the 29th to the 30th of November. More than seven cyclists from France and Central African Republic will also be in Bag of Itson City in the Aubagnon Division of the East Region for the events. And on to these press releases, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Monona Fotso, will preside over the consultation meeting with partners for the implementation of Phase 2 of the Youth Connect Cameroon program on Friday, the 22nd of November 2024, as from 10 a.m. at the Starland Hotel, Bastos. The purpose of the meeting is to gain a better understanding of the commitment of stakeholders in this phase, provide feedback on the last Youth Connect Africa Summit, and to take stock of the preparations for the Youth Connect convention scheduled from from the 16th to the 21st of December, in which one of the major events is the fourth edition of the International Exhibition for the Promotion of Youth Entrepreneurship, signed by the communication head. And onto this other press release, the Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to the December 1, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service +237 691 881 881, specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. And that's the 7 p.m. news, presented by Elizabeth Mbombone Agbor.